This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 9. In the beginning. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 2 and Exodus chapter 28. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. Exodus 28. Take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel in the order of their birth. Six names on one stone and the remaining six on the other. Engrave the names of the sons of Israel on the two stones the way a gem cutter engraves a seal. Then mount the stones in gold filigree settings and fasten them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. Aaron is to bear the names on his shoulders as a memorial before the Lord. In Genesis 2, we find a little detail that there was onyx in the land of Havilah. Where else does the Bible mention onyx, and what is its significance? Onyx is a very hard rock that shows beautiful bands in it when polished. It was often used to make jewelry and carvings. Onyx is mentioned about a dozen times in Scripture. Several of those references are in the descriptions of Aaron's priestly garments. Take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel. These references give us an opportunity to make an interesting connection. These passages mentioning onyx point out what and who is significant. First, a tribute is made to the Creator. Along with gold, the onyx found in Havilah is considered good, and indeed, onyx has been valued as a precious stone throughout history. Second, the people whom God has chosen are precious and unforgettable. God wants their names carved into this gem. In the description of the holy city in Revelation 21, onyx is one of the stones in the city's foundation, a gleaming echo of God's good creation. And along with the other gemstones representing the sons of Israel, that is, all of God's people today, we can see how precious God's people are to Him in eternity. Through Christ our Savior, that includes us too. Pray with me. Father, thank you that the details in Scripture reveal wonderful insights about you and your care for us. Thank you for reminding us that all you have made is good and precious, including us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.